Well, 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 what a delight this is on this very special day. This is the 20th anniversary of the opening of our Cairns Esplanade Lagoon. What a glorious picture it is. We're down here broadcasting this morning, and what a pleasure to introduce to the microphone former Queensland Premier Peter Beattie. Good morning.
Good morning, John. You sound just as dynamic as ever. How you been, mate?
Wonderful, Peter. It's great to talk to you. I'm looking at actually a photo of the four of us just adjacent to the stage 20 years ago, mind you. We don't look anything like we do now, but Kevin Byrne is there. Then then Premier Peter Beattie. Then Graham Connors. You would remember what a wonderful entertainer he's been for decades. Four of us standing there beaming. My God, it was a wonderful day. Do you remember looking out at those crowds of people, estimated at more than 10,000?
I do, because this was, as you say, quite rightly, an exciting time for not just Cairns, but the whole of far north Queensland. Because, Cairns has always been a magnet to attract tourists, and it's always been a great place to live. But as we both know, you've got to keep investing, make things exciting, find something new. And yes, I remember the crowd, how excited they were, and I remember what a great project it was, and everybody got behind it. You know, too often these days, John, everyone, you know, wants to find fault with some darn thing, but everybody was on side. Everybody was of the one mind, and that was a great thing.
They were by then. I've got to tell you right at the beginning, the first ever survey I did on the talk show only attracted 43% support. But I've got to tell you, over the next quite a few months, as it turned out, it got up to 82% support, thank God, which certainly got then...
What happened to that 18? Have we identified who that 80% Who are these people, John?
Exactly.
I mean, what's going on?
But,
were obviously Victorians who blew into town. That's what it was.
It got us over the line, and of course, we started to bang the drum to get support from you not long after that. I think it was about $11 or $12 million, thank God, you came up with, because we needed that. It was a very expensive project for those days, you know, and that's why it was critically important for it to get it over. It was going to be a magnet for tourists. Can I say this to you, though? When it was first mooted, and it wasn't called the Lagoon then, it was basically a Cairns beach, people said, why hasn't Cairns got a beach? We come to Cairns and we've got to go out to the northern beaches, or Marlin
That's
Coast,
right.
as it was known then. And that was the point. But some locals said, listen, why would we build a facility for everybody else to use, but the ratepayers have got to pay for it? So there was quite a debate for a while. It didn't get over the line easily. Once it did, it went berserk. And the good thing about you coming up to open it was you're a North Queenslander.
Well, that's true. But I think, John, the important thing was, and I think people realised this event, you know, after a little while, you know, tourists, yes, it was a tourism magnet and tourists use it, but tourists come and go. The locals are there all the time, so they can use it whenever they want to. So they were always going to get more use out of it than tourists. It just meant they had to share it a bit. But look, you're right, though. I mean, there's always... But to be fair to those people who had some caution at the beginning, the concept needed to be explained. People are smart in far north Queensland. They know. They just needed to see in practical terms what it meant. Mm. And after what they saw what it meant, then everyone came on side, as you correctly pointed out.
Do you know that name, Lagoon? It took a while to emerge, Peter, but I'm glad it did. What do you think of that? I mean, when you think of the term Lagoon, it conjures up images of wonderful tropical destinations, don't you think?
It does. It just conjures up images of Cairns, frankly. Yeah. And, you know, look, we all know that there, you know, there's a few mud flats around, which we won't discuss. But this was something that changed all that. And it had the whole Esplanade. It really is a jewel. I mean, I run into people, you know, all over the place these days who go to Cairns and tell me, oh, God, we had a nice time and that lagoon's wonderful and it's just a great place for Cairns. Look, it was a great thing to do and there were good partners and you identified a number of them before. But it also required, you know, look, I'm old and cranky these days, so I don't be polite unless I need to be. But it took people like you to be a bit of a champion for this too, John. And let me give you a tribute through this. Not just the Mayor of Cairns and politicians, you know, to some extent come and go. And yes, they need to make the right decision. But you also need somebody to say, look, this is a good idea. Or that needs attention. That's what, in the end, democracy is about.
Yes, I know. I must admit, and giving him credit too, the mayor at the time, Kevin Burnett, the opening, a few months before, would have been quite a few months, I suppose, there was still an entrenched body of opposition. Do you know why? Because the trucks bringing all the materials through town, and there was filling and concrete and all sorts of things, were making a lot of noise and dust. And some people said, look, it's not too late to cancel this damn thing. And there was quite a concerted effort, would you believe, only about, 14 or 15 months out to turn the tables on it. Kevin dug his heels into his credit. We got it over the line, and look at it now. It's magnificent. The other thing too, we've got the dining precinct too, Peter. It's capped it off. It's really fulfilled a genuine, enjoyable precinct now on various fronts. You can go down there and dine. The kids can also enjoy a swim, etc. It's really made it a very much a welcoming experience for locals and tourists alike.
But it's world class. That's the point. It's world class, and not only is, we all know how great the weather is and all the rest of it, and how beautiful Far North Queensland is, but you've got to have a magnet and you've got to have a centre, and that's Cairns. Mm. And it's world class. Mm. Not just the restaurants, but the lagoon, the whole thing adds together to be world class, and that's what's important.
Now, you would identify with this. I remember you and I talking one day on air years ago about a new problem called an Irukandji. And I remember you said to me, what's an Irukandji? And I only just heard of it too. But the fact of the matter is, in summertime up here, not only the box jellies, but Irukandjis, you can't just go and have a wonderful frolic in the sea. Now we've got the lagoon, and we've had it for 20 years today, of course. That's a different matter altogether. You don't have to think twice about going down and having a swim in the sea, and it is genuine seawater.
Yeah, well, of course, that was one of the subplots in all of this, as you know, because that made it safe. That meant that, you know, jellyfish wasn't as a concern, because people could go and swim there safely and enjoy Cairns. And that was a real game changer as well, because you know what happens, people, particularly Americans, they read all this stuff about Australia. I mean, a lot of the Americans I talk to say, God, you've got dangerous spiders, you've got dangerous snakes, and you've got things in the water. And you say to them, yeah, but you never see them. You know, you never see them anywhere. And, of course, when you go to Cairns and Lagoon, you don't see them. And that's the point.
Next time you're anywhere near us up here, please drop into the studio. I love to catch up and talk about the good old days, even with an old and cranky Peter Beattie.
John, I'd love to. And, mate, I've enjoyed our conversations over the years, and thank you for fighting for Cairns. You've always done it. You and I always haven't agreed. We have 9 out of 10. We haven't always agreed, but I've always respected you. So good luck, mate.
Oh, you were wonderful support for this city, for the people of this city for those years, Peter. Thank you very much, and once again, particularly for helping us get this dream come true over the line. Thanks, Peter Beattie.
All the best, mate. Cheers.
Former Queensland Premier Peter Beattie.